Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Dallas people, you're stupid.
It's John and Lance.
So yeah, I could not be a drug mule. Too forgetful.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods for the 2024 Chevron Championship. Here's John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, Astros are 6-13 now. They just suck right now. There's no two ways about it. You're losing more than two out of three games right now. That's just not Astros baseball. They got to turn it around. They got to get the pitching back. That's for sure. Because it's a trickle down. You're starting to throw instead of having, you know, Ryan Abreu or having Seth Martinez in, you got Sean Dubin in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Seth Martinez is going to be okay. Sean Dubin is out there. Kunell is out there. I mean, when you get your five guys that are on the IL back, now all of a sudden your bullpen is a lot stronger too. So it's going to turn around, but it sucks right now.
How big a hole are you going to get into before it turns around? That's the thing is, yeah. Last year we had J.P. France help keep the boat afloat.
Yep. Well, that's what Ronel Blanco's doing now.
Yeah, but
the other guys ain't.
The other guys weren't as terrible last year. I mean, they were not great. They were not great, but Christian Javier didn't really start struggling until June. So, but the bats, the left on base stuff has got to stop for the Astros. They have got to start coming through with some clutch hits and string some more wins together. This team is just dreadful at home.
Yeah.
Just absolutely dreadful.
Look at this.
They dropped the first two at home. Yeah. Against the Braves, and now you're hoping, and we knew this would be your best shot, would be game three to get a win.
Yeah. Well, you knew that last night was going to be a problem, and it was. So Ken Rosenthal wrote a long piece in The Athletic about what the Astros' problems are. Here's where he starts. The signing of Josh Hader, $95 million, miscalculating the rotation depth. Did they, or did they just have five guys go on the IL? I mean, honestly, what team could possibly have withstood five guys, five starters on the IL? I mean, and
well,
your best five.
Who? Urquidy, Fromberg, Verlander.
Garcia, McCullers.
No, but they were already done.
Well, I know that, but they're coming back.
Well, I know, but you can't. Who could have possibly seen
well,
that?
Well, you got three guys then.
You got three guys.
Three guys. You could foresee the other three.
But
two,
did you
right.
have the right? Did you have enough depth? Was the question.
I mean, you still got.
To
I mean,
me,
your fifth starter is your best.
This isn't miscalculating. If you think that Garcia and McCullers are going to come back healthy, it's not miscalculating. Well, you still have seven guys.
Your hope was that Hunter Brown would actually turn into the guy that you got for a month in 2022. You did. You hoped that J.P. France would come back and be that same guy that he was last year. You hoped that Christian Javier would be able to turn. There was a lot of hope in it. There's no question. But what did you want him to do? Go get Blake Snell for $40 million a year?
The fans say yes.
Yeah, the fans say yes. So that
he wasn't 30. He wasn't 40 million a year, though. That's just it.
Well, he's
you could have gotten him for 2 years, but I don't really. I'm not going to argue that point because I think Ken Rosenthal is not taking into account. There's two pitchers. You couldn't have seen Fromber being hurt. You knew, okay, before the season started, you knew Verlander was not going to start the season with you. You couldn't have seen Fromber getting
hurt. Yeah, but you didn't know that until spring training.
Well, I know, but in spring training, you still could have miscalculated potentially. Because you knew Urquidy, you knew Verlander, so maybe what his point is.
You didn't know Fromber.
You didn't know Fromber. That's the only one that you didn't know headed into, 2 weeks from the season being out.
Two weeks from the season. Yeah,
it doesn't change the fact that you, when everyone is healthy, you should have 7 to 8 quality pitchers.
Well, and you know what? You took up a lot of your money on Josh Hader, okay?
Yeah.
And then he says the owner's GM phase. Outfielder Michael Brantley, 1 year, $12 million. Rafael Montero, 3 years, 34.5. First baseman Jose Abreu, 58.5. Bad signings, all of them. All of them bad signings. The depletion of the farm system. A loss of leadership in Michael Brantley heading out the door. Carlos Correa gone. George Springer gone. All of these things have added up to the Astros at 6-13 right now.
And not to mention, Yeah, the farm system, this is why I've been so adamant about somebody, a trade should be considered, because they really are going to have to get some big-time up-and-coming players at some point soon. But I think that something else that probably, I don't know if Ken Rosenthal mentioned it, he certainly knows it, is that they've lost a lot of the people who helped build the Astros, from scouting department, from front office department, from minor leagues, from, you know, obviously the Clicks and the Luneaus and what's his name, who's with Baltimore now, Mike Elias.
Yeah.
They've lost a lot of talented people. Brent Strom.
Yep.
Very talented people are gone. So what the Astros have, the players may look the same, but in terms of what's behind the scenes, it's much, much different than 2017, 18, 19. Much, much different.
Absolutely. So, Del, do you got any of this Aaron Rodgers? I sent Del this Aaron Rodgers thing. Is Aaron Rodgers getting weirder and weirder?
Yeah, he is.
Getting too weird?
I almost think it's just, this feels like a heat check where he wants to see what all he can get away with.
Well, here's
how weird he can be.
Yeah. You don't have it yet? Aaron Rodgers says, well, we don't have to hear it, but he says the government created HIV. He's doing way too many mushrooms lately. I mean, he's really, really out there on all of these conspiracy things. You got it? Here's Aaron.
Where was this?
Where did
he say this?
Was he on with McAfee or some other podcast? Whatever it was.
Was he on with Alex Jones?
Here is Aaron Rodgers talking about the government and HIV.
The blueprint, the game plan was made in the 80s. Create a pandemic, you know, with a virus that's going wild, right? Fauci was given like over $350 million to research this, to come up with drugs, new or repurposed, to handle the AIDS pandemic. And all they came up with was AZT. And if you do even a smidge of research, and I know I'm not a, you know, epidemiologist, I'm not a doctor, I'm not an immunologist, whatever the fuck, I can read.
Oh,
them,
whoa.
Right? And I can learn and look things up just like any normal person. You know, I can do my own research, which was so vilified, you know, to even question authority. But that was the game plan back then. Create an environment where only one thing works. Back then, AZT. Now, remdesivir until we get a vaccine.
Whatever the... He dropped an F-bomb.
Well, they have, like, HIV is, frankly, under control because of PrEP and some of the other drugs that are out there. Well, I mean, everyone, it's one of the unbelievable success stories. That was a death sentence.
Yeah.
When Magic came out in 91 and now in that community.
Apparently all you needed was Magic's
so
money.
So was he saying that that was created to wipe out the gay population? Like, what's he trying to say?
It was a
pandemic that was created. Are you sure he said it was created by the government or that was?
It was created. Yes.
Did he say that or did he just say that was the blueprint where they saw what you could do when there was an epidemic or you created one? What is – I just – honestly – yeah, I don't – I'll just – so, yeah, so Aaron Rodgers coming back this year off that Achilles injury.
but man, oh, man, oh, man.
I don't
come back and throw the football. Hey, shut up and throw the football, right? I mean, if we're going to tell guys to just shut up and dribble, how about Aaron, just shut up and throw the football? Can we do that? Can you just do that? I mean, he wants me to shut up, too, and not do anything and go swing a golf club. Maybe, you know what? Maybe he's right about that, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should just shut up and swing a golf club, which I'm going to do at some point.
The FCC enters the chat. By the way, you know what Dez said earlier? Okay, so why is – now, for those who missed, we talked earlier. The Memphis Grizzlies were beaten by – the L.A. Lakers, and it was the New Orleans Pelicans,
right,
beaten by LeBron in L.A. LeBron missed a triple-double by one rebound, one assist.
Right.
Heroic effort in vain by your guy Zion Williamson as he ended up with 40 points, 11 rebounds, and then he left. What was his injury?
Hamstring.
Yes, and Dez said, of course it had something to do with Ham. He did not. His injury is a hamstring. It doesn't have something to do with Ham.
Are we done with that fat joke?
No, yeah. You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
I mean, are we done
Porky,
with
hog,
the fat
badass,
joke?
Badass, double wide, butterball.
We can't keep doing that. Zion is in good shape this month. Let him
is he,
be.
Is he
nobody?
Done?
Yeah, he is. Nobody. Now it can slide very quickly on him, but he got it back very quickly too.
Well,
so.
He's got a day off today, so you never know how it's gonna turn out tomorrow for the game. No idea.
If Zion moved, if he played for the Lakers, do you think he would be more of a West Coast type guy? Like, do you think he would start eating healthier and all that stuff? Because he's in New Orleans, it really doesn't get. It's probably the worst city.
Worst
he
place
could live
for
in.
Him. Yeah.
I don't think there's a worse place.
No, you
maybe
think he'd be eating tofu and no, they have maybe, pizza there too in the on the West Coast. Yep, they have pizza.
No, they do, but I mean, it's generally a healthier lifestyle. You're outside a lot. The New Orleans isn't a healthy lifestyle. There's nothing about the city that's healthy lifestyle.
Really not. There's
the
really
people, like nothing about New Orleans is healthy lifestyle.
No,
it's
no.
Drink and food and fun, and that's what it is.
Right.
You know, and for him, it's probably not, you know, the best.
You know who at one time had a healthy lifestyle? Craig DeSerf.
He did. He was a bodybuilder.
Right.
And good friends with Lee Labrada to this day. They, like, do vacations together, dinners together, he and their families. And Lee Labrada, of course, unbelievably successful bodybuilder. Craig's a bodybuilder. And Craig took that energy, started working for Mr. Taylor, David Taylor. And he was doing sales there, and he was, like, breaking records because he knew right away when he was just a salesman the best way to sell something is treat people the way you'd want to be treated. It's just basic, simple. A lot of salespeople now in car sales are just they think they've got a one over you, get one up on you and do a deal that's best for them. And they, you know, it makes them proud if they feel like they won a negotiation. That's never the case with Craig DeSerf. He is now the general sales manager. He's in charge of Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Has been for years now. And his entire idea of sales is about making you happy, about making you feel relaxed in the car buying experience. He wants you to be happy with your car. He wants you to be excited. He wants to be able to give you the experience of enjoying the new vehicle with good pricing. And not just good pricing, but great trade-in value and getting you everything he can from APR rates to the lease or purchase that you're looking for, including looking for the best trade-in values to help you afford the vehicle that you're looking for, whether it's pickup trucks, crossover vehicles, or large SUVs. My man Craig DeSerf is ready at Gulf Coast Chevy GMC to take care of you and your family members and your friends and your coworkers. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Shop online at LanceZ.com. LanceZ.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods in the Woodlands.
Dell, I mean, you got to check this stuff before you play
it. You can't just play stuff,
Dell. I mean,
yeah, or did you play that just to try to get us in trouble?
Did I do that? Or did
you?
Or
are you trying
John
to get the show in trouble, Dell?
Did John set me up? Hey, I just put it on the run. You want to play it? I was like, okay, he's talking about Aaron Rodgers. Let's play with Aaron Rodgers. Stop it, John.
I didn't know Aaron Rodgers had such a filthy, flarn mouth.
You treat everything with the same respect you treat News of the Weird. Hey, I see the headline. I think it's interesting. Play it.
And then we try to go deeper, like, wait, when did that
well, I don't
when
know.
Did that happen?
No one knows.
I don't know.
No one knows.
It's impossible to know. You don't know. I don't know. You don't know. No one knows. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
You got the feel of being a producer here when you, because you had to engineer the broadcast. I can't be out there. Just know, John, we know what you're trying to do to us. You're always trying to set us up to make us look bad. the responsibility of having to set up that remote, you should now feel like one of us and know. Let's not set up the producers to fail.
I tell the last thing I want is for you to fail in life.
You
okay?
Set me up.
Well, I did set you up a little bit.
It's because
I'm the one that said, hey, let's play this, Aaron. I found the video. I
Didn't look into it.
I saw the headline.
Didn't even listen to it yourself.
I didn't look at it. I wanted to hear Aaron Rodgers say it. And you, but you, it's your fault.
No,
really.
If you would have said, hey, during the break, hey, Dell, I put something up on the rundown. No.
I told you this about 4 segments ago.
No, you, that's a lie.
Yes, I did. I said I put in an Aaron Rodgers video.
Wow.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Lance, did you not hear me tell him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he heard me.
Well, of course, Lance is going to
hear. Sure.
Did you hear me confirm? Okay, let me look at it.
Yeah,
did
I definitely heard him.
That's a lie. Just know, everyone, you don't want John as a coworker. He will throw you under the bus really quickly.
No. This
hard,
is absolutely
though.
Your fault, and HRMP will be calling
you. Nah, I hit the dump button. The only people who heard it are the internet people. That doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, we don't care. They heard the F word before.
Yeah, they say it all the time.
Aaron Rodgers is filthy and flarny. I mean...
Well, dirty, filthy.
he is dirty and filthy at trash. And he lives in a trash-ass city, too. He lives in
like a dirty-ass, trash-ass city.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, Aaron Rodgers.
Bitch!
Don't be... Whoa, wow. Don't be bringing your filth and flarn into our city, okay?
We
don't need that stuff here.
God, you just unloading everything you got in the system?
That's all.
Rockets give extensions to Eli Wittes and Rafael Stone. Eli Wittes has been a big part, a big cog of the organization for years. And it's just kind of behind the scenes, but one of the brains behind the magic, behind the curtain for Oz. And Rafael Stone. At times maligned Rafael Stone, but Rafael Stone also was tasked with, let's just be honest about this, Rafael Stone was tasked with rebuilding the Rockets, and as soon as he stepped into it, James Harden said, yeah, I want to go. So he had to get a good deal for James, which I think he got a pretty good deal for James. And then it was a tough rebuild, but he drafted Jalen Green, who has become a good player, a pretty good player. You can pick and choose. You know, a lot of people like Evan Mobley, but I'm not sure that Mobley is held in higher regard than Jalen Green right now. Jalen Green's track and pathway to the NBA, to NBA success, is still to be determined, but certainly isn't a miss by Rafael Stone. Huge hit with Alperen Şengün. Huge hit by Rafael Stone. When you look at what he did with Jabari Smith, really, probably the only pick that he was going to make was Jabari Smith or Jaden Ivey. But Jaden Ivey, they already had Jalen Green. So Jabari was going to be the pick, and that's what happened. But then beyond that, you know, you also had really good really nice job of drafting not only Cam Whitmore, but also, obviously, Amen Thompson. Great draft pick of Amen Thompson. So did a nice job getting these free agents in. I think he's done a really good job. I think Rafael Stone has done, you know, building it out is more than just drafting well. It's going to be free agents. It's going to be how he handles contracts. And maybe he was helped along a little bit along the way by management of, hey, we got to get rid of this guy. We got to do that. Because I know he was a big fan of KPJ. But Rafael Stone deserves this extension, honestly.
Absolutely.
And has done a really nice job.
He's done a great job. A really, really nice job. Angel Yin is going to be joining us here. She was in the playoff last year with Lillian Vu, and she lost it. She hit it into the water, and she is going to be joining us here.
Next segment?
We're going to do – Zach, I'm going to do a commercial break, and then we'll go. So we're going to bring in Angel Yin on the other side right here, a really, really good player. And we will have her on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're going to take off because you got to get back, right?
Well, you're about to interview Angel, and then, yeah, I got to get back and do something with Steve Smith today that starts at 11, and I'm already nervous as it is.
Okay.
It's Steve Smith.
Steve Smith for 2 hours.
Steve called me yesterday. He goes, hey, I see Steve Smith calling. Hello? Hey, you know what I'm excited about? I said, what? Doing this show with you tomorrow. I said, oh, me too, Steve. He goes, you know why? Because you watch. You don't just fake stuff. You're watching. And me and you can have arguments about stuff.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, damn.
No, I ain't arguing with you, Steve.
You're like some of these phonies who don't watch. You watch.
A little golf and then news of the weird coming your way next. here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now I'm talking about Artisan Grange. Do not come out here spitting all over this golf course, okay? Just don't do it with your spit and filth and flarn, okay? We don't need that out here. We don't want that out here. How about if you got a chaw, if you got to put a chew in, how about you just swallow, okay, with CBD oil? I need you to just please keep it clean. All right? And that's what Canstead and Dublin do. They keep it clean. But you still got the flavor. You still got the sensation, okay? You still get that, all of that. Like, you feel like you're still chewing tobacco, but you're not. You're doing it safely. You're chewing hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. CBD, American Shaman. American Shaman CBD says we like it so much that we carry it as well. You're looking for the best way to get out of your dip and dangerous dip and into clean, refreshing, and all of those things. 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to John and Lance, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the club at Carlton Woods for the 2024 Chevron Championship. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance was just boring Angel Yin with all of this stuff about underdog. No, nothing against underdog, but about gambling. You can't gamble, right?
Wait, every year, in the beginning of the year, we take a... I don't know. I guess it's a test, but they tell you to not gamble.
Right.
So every time I hear gamble, I run away.
Yeah. And here's him just trying to feed you gambling stuff.
I know.
Right?
Had our commissioner been here.
And wait a minute. First thing that she tells Lance, yeah, how's your Frisbee golf doing? I mean, isn't that embarrassing that he plays Frisbee golf?
I don't know if I can take shots at it.
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they get hole-in-ones like every other, like, hole.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah, that's real hard when you're throwing it at a tree. Come on. Come on, people. In a park. This is beautiful out here, isn't it?
Yeah.
You like this place.
I do. I like Woodlands because when you come in here, you don't even feel like you're in Texas anymore. You're, like, somewhere in, like, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. What all the trees?
It's all the trees, and then everything is hidden, so you can't really see where you're going.
Where are you from originally?
From Arcadia, California, which is right next to Pasadena.
Did it look like they had a lot of trees there too?
We have a lot of mountains and trees.
You do,
yeah. So everyone always tries to give me crap about LA because I live close by. It's like 20-minute drive, but I'm telling them like it's okay because you know it could be a little rough in the corner, but then if you look up, the mountain's right there.
It's right there.
So
beautiful.
Always compensates.
Do you hate Lillian Boo now?
Can't say she's my favorite person in the world. No. She was a teammate too, so
yeah.
A fellow American.
So for those of you who don't know, Angel and Lillian went to a playoff hole number 18 and Angel hit it in the water. How long did it take you to get over it?
Right away.
Did it?
Yeah. I mean, it sucks and stings, but I was actually just really happy to play well that week. I wasn't playing well before, if you could see my stats, but it was like the start of something great going into last year. And so I really didn't have that much to complain about. Although, you know, it would have been nice to see my face plastered everywhere in every inch of this clubhouse right now.
I know. She's all over.
Yeah, I know. So, but there's no bad blood. But I'm not going to be like those players that be like, oh, I'm so happy for them. Because I would have been happy for myself.
Don't be like that. Tell the truth.
I know.
Yeah, tell the truth. No, it was a great turn. You played great. You were 10 under.
Yeah, I played really well.
What did you do really well here last year?
I hit it really good. My second shots were on the green. Green regulation, I think, was up. And so that really helped. In golf, everyone's talking about putting. But if you don't get it on the green, I don't care how good you putt it, it's not going to work out.
Yeah. So I was looking at your stats. I mean, you're hitting it long, right? But 57% fairways hit it. Does that got to improve?
No, I actually feel like I hit a lot of fairways.
You do?
I think when I hit it as long as I do, like other players who hit it as long as me can attest to that. The fairways get pinched in, but then you're kind of just on the collar, first cut, and that's okay. It's not going to be a big deal. I mean, as long as you don't miss it 30 yards off the fairway, a few yards here and there doesn't really hurt that much.
Yeah, no. And is the rough penal out here?
Some places, but mostly not. They've really changed up the golf course this year, and they've cut down a lot of the rough.
Have you had a practice round?
Yeah, I haven't had a practice round, and I played 9 yesterday at the Pro-Am. It's looking really good.
Yeah. Did you like the changes?
I did. I think the course is playing a little easier, but don't quote me, because maybe at the end.
Then you got to shoot. You better shoot 14, then.
I know. But it does look a little easier, more forgiving in some areas, and so I don't know. We'll see.
Did it? And to people, they always ask, "Well, did it give you confidence the way that you played last year and all of that crap? Did it? Did you feel different after?"
I felt like the biggest loser. I'm kidding.
You were the first loser.
Yeah, I was the first loser. Right. So that felt new, right? I felt good. Just a confidence boost. I know it doesn't really change me, but it gives me the confidence that I think I really lacked then, and it helped me throughout the rest of the year, and I think that really helped.
Yeah, you've been out here a while now, and you've made some nice money. I mean, you've been out since you were young when you started.
Yeah, I was 18.
18. Too young?
Well, 17 when I played on the European Tour, and then 18 when I played here. Too young? I don't know. I think you just learn.
Are you getting better?
I think I'm getting better, hopefully.
Hopefully. But you're old now, though, 25.
I know. It's terrible. If you flip it around, 52.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when you're 52, holy crap, that's going to be old.
I do live in Florida now. I reside in Florida. So I think I'm resonating with the slower rhythm of everything in life.
So you're saying people in Florida are slower?
Don't quote me.
No, it is slower, though.
We're hitting all the subjects. Yeah, I do think so. I really feel like it's a retirement place. It's slower than Palm Springs.
Yes.
Where
do you live? Where?
Right next to Disneyland.
So you do?
I should be where all the hustle and bustle is, but it's just slower.
Yeah. Going to Orlando, I've done that plenty. We used to cover the Astros there. So, why did you pick there of all the places you could live?
Vegas, I felt like it was too much for me because gambling. I really want to stay away from that. So no gambling. And then there was Texas, which was great. But then I never really saw Woodlands. But the Woodlands is too expensive for me. So I saw other places, and I was like, maybe Orlando's best because it's humid, it's nice, the weather's always great. Because Texas could get really cold, and it snows a few years ago.
And yeah, Luke, what course you live on?
I don't live on a course.
You don't?
That was my thing because I didn't really want to live on a course. I live in a community.
Okay.
Which is closer.
An old community.
Yeah,
a lot of old people, slow people.
Well, they're very like nosy, so they're always like looking over the fence. I'm being serious. It's like if someone does like their fence is not painted white, they're like report HOA.
Oh man.
I know, it's pretty
wild. That's what you get. That's what you get from moving in old people because that's all they got to do. Angel. So. Let me ask you this. What do you do for fun when you're out on the tour?
Well, I really like to play golf. I like kind of got
me
back.
Too.
I kind of got back into the game. Not frisbee golf, just to clarify.
Yeah, right.
Real golf.
Yeah, stupid frisbee golf. Right? Like my partner wasting his time. So you like to play golf, but, I mean, what about you can't play golf at night. What do you do?
Well, I hang out with my friends. Well, when you play golf, like, you know how it is. You finish when it's late.
I don't think you do what I do. I drink about a 12-pack or more of Coors Lights.
Oh, I quit drinking.
You did? Oh, see, I can't. I'm out. I'm out on your life right now.
I quit
now.
Drinking.
You
about,
moved down to Orlando,
I
quit
know,
drinking.
God,
you're 25, not 52.
I'm aiming to be a saint these days.
I guess you are.
But, yeah, no, I just grab dinner and I socialize. And then other than that, I like to go on hikes in the morning. I'm like a morning. I don't like the middle of the day. I like either early morning or late at night.
Middle of the day is for golf. That's when you got to play.
But the sun's also like excruciating and burning you.
Yeah, right. Especially in Florida. Yeah. And here, you should have nice weather this weekend, though.
This week looks okay, but it's a lot of overcast. So I would like to see the sun a little bit.
I thought you said you just.
Okay, but just a little bit. This is like really nothing. It's gloomy.
So, what are you doing well, really well? Right? Are you still driving it well, you feel like?
Well, I played one tournament before this event. because I broke my foot. That's why I've also been in Orlando a lot. So I really was, like, in a wheelchair hanging out with the community. So,
wow. So how did you break your foot?
I just fell. And I fell in a really weird angle, and it just spiral fractured.
You should play frisbee golf with my partner. That's all he does is fall down, and he breaks his foot, too, all the time, and shoulder and everything else.
Oh my gosh, I swear.
That microphone is made for people that
Does he live in Florida,
down.
Too?
No, he lived here his whole life. But that sucks. So you had to take – how'd you practice? What'd you do?
I didn't practice, and I actually played Vegas. I played before that, like a week and a half, 2 weeks almost. Like, I started hitting driver about a week and a half before Vegas started. So I haven't really had that much golf. But I'm watching, like, golf swings on my video, so I'm manifesting it.
Okay, so – Were you playing really well coming into last year's tournament? No, right?
So
you never know.
I never know. I'm a little nervous, I got to say, but I'm happy to be here again to see how my game is up to par.
Yeah, so you never know when you're going to get that swing thought, right?
Yeah.
That just works, and you all of a sudden you get into you got on a roll and you shoot 10 under.
Yeah, I know. It can happen.
Do you like the four rounds?
I do like the four rounds.
Four rounds is better, isn't it?
It is tiring, but I do like the four rounds. It's just tradition. I've always grown up with it.
Yeah. So what were you thinking on the first playoff hole and you're on the tee box? How nerve-wracking was it?
I wasn't more nervous. I was more upset that – I was really happy but also upset. So I was, like, really focused, you know, tunnel vision, trying to, like, work it out. And then made a bad club decision, also with a bad swing. And so
those two are bad combinations.
No, not good combinations. No. On a playoff especially.
Yes.
Right. So
a bad swing with a bad club.
I know.
Yeah, that's not the best way to go about
it. Double whammy.
Yeah. As opposed to – but you went for it.
I went for it. I tried to get it, like, real tight. Should have clubbed up, you know, gone over. Chipped. And then wait for the next hole and see what happens. Yeah. But – it is what it is. It's just a learning curve.
That's all. And hopefully, would you take being in that position again right now?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
We'll do it right now.
Wipe the four rounds. Go to the playoff.
Let's go right to the playoff. Let's go.
Because the worst I can do is be the first biggest loser.
That's right.
I don't mind it.
Made some money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Well, congratulations. And we'll be watching you. And we were rooting for you last year. And congratulations on your success. And your foot is healed now. That's awful nice. Good for you. And you're living in Orlando. You're all grown up living in Orlando.
Why are you speaking slower?
Because you're in Orlando now.
Oh, no.
Because that's how you relate to people now.
That is true.
That is. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Angel Yin right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Your runner-up last year at the Chevron Championship. The first loser. Not the biggest loser, the first loser. You were the first loser out there, Angel. We got to break it here. Guys, I right now have got to talk about these peeps over at Ownwell. Ownwell is awesome. Look, if you I have done it before where I haven't fought my property taxes. So it's awesome living here, right, because we don't have any state taxes. Well, we got property taxes, people, and you know what happens? They always jack it up. The government is going – you think they're going to give you a lowball on your appraisal so they collect less taxes? No. What it happens all the time is they jack it up so that you lose money. This is happening to you. One year I didn't fight it, and boy, did we regret it. I was like, oh, my goodness, I should have fought this because now it never goes down. They never go down. Always go up. And so it's going to go up again next year. Fight it. Ownwell, that's what they do. 86% of Ownwell's customers save on their property taxes. People, they're going to save. They've hundreds of thousands of happy customers. They save on average over $1,100 a year for you. Local tax experts backed by cutting edge technology. They know how to do it. They know how to beat the government. You don't. So, if you want to fight your property taxes this year, save money on your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Del, I'm looking at the guy with a giant 314 neck tattoo. I would imagine that's where he's from. the 314?
I would hope so.
This is right where you get your job. You know what dude did, the 314 neck tattoo guy? He stole $1,500 worth of vibrators. Now,
how many vibrators would that be? Because they're top of the line and cheaper ones.
So do you have any idea? Take a guess how many that is.
1,500.
Yeah.
If you go with the Hitachi, that might be more expensive. I'm going to go with, including a variety, I'm going to go with 45 vibrators.
8 is the answer.
Well, he went the high end.
So, wait a minute. Okay, what is this vibrator doing?
Well,
if it's $200.
Do the research, John. What's the name of the vibrator he stole? We can find out right now.
The vibrator, it just says it's high end and they were worth. Oh, Lelo.
A Lelo.
Swedish sex toy company, L-E-L-O. Do we know that? Okay.
Well, I've never heard of them, but
I just think that's a little much.
Well,
I mean,
you don't know
what
it does.
Go the old fashioned way?
You don't. What's the old fashioned way? Founding a guy?
I don't. Yeah, that's one way.
Well, maybe the guy isn't up to. Maybe it's like Eric Wong, can't get it done.
Wow. You just said Eric Wong can't get it done.
I'm looking at the Lelos. They look a little fancy, so I can see why they cost a lot.
They're schmancy, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fancy.
That's fancy. Hey, in Colombia, Dell, do you want to move to Colombia?
Well, the women are attractive. I'm not sure what else would appeal to me there.
Well, Colombians are told to shower with a partner as the drought hits capital water supplies. Apparently, they have a real bad drought, and everybody is being told that they should shower together.
If I like my partner, great. If I don't,
right.
It's
what if
a problem.
It was you? What if you were living with Lance, for example?
That's not my partner. I'm not signing up for that.
But if he was your roommate,
well, that's
not
different.
Your partner.
I said partner, not roommate.
Well, no.
They're
forcing me
to shower
with my partner. A partner.
Oh, a partner. Not
a
my,
partner.
Not, I'm not do. I'm not. Then I'm not having a roommate.
That's it. I'm living alone.
Yeah.
And I'm not moving to Colombia.
Yeah. Those are two
if
things
that's
I won't
you
do.
Want,
start with
you,
not moving to Colombia.
Do you want to move to the Gaza Strip?
That feels like a dangerous place. So no.
Well, how about this? An Iranian man is being kicked out of, deported from Australia. And he says, please, his lawyer has told the Australian courts, do not send him back to Iran. He'd rather go to the Gaza Strip. Let me ask you a question. How bad is Iran then?
Well, maybe he's like you. He had to flee his hometown. And if he goes back, he's dead. So
that's probably the case.
So a guarantee he dies in Iran, maybe Gaza, he'll be safer.
That is probably true. Probably true. Although, I don't know how good Iran is if you'd rather go to the... Well, I don't care.
There,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe there's another Australian deportee who can go back to Iran and be just fine. This guy, he knows he's dead. Send me to a war-torn place where no one's targeting me. I'll take it.
Do you want to move to Mississippi?
It feels like a place I don't want to have any part of.
It probably does, because their governor proclaims Confederate Heritage Month in Mississippi.
Ooh.
It's a bold move.
Man, aren't we just less than a decade removed from them taking down the rebel flag and making that a non-thing, at least governmentally? Now it's back.
Confederate Heritage Day Month? Okay, a whole month.
What are they celebrating?
They're celebrating
heritage,
Confederate
not hate.
Heritage.
Heritage, not hate, John.
Yes, heritage, not hate. A man filed a missing person case because his girlfriend wouldn't return his calls. He figures, she must be missing. Or, how about this guy? Maybe she doesn't want to talk to you.
John, you don't
maybe
have,
that's the case.
You don't have to worry about this. You are in a committed, loving relationship. But the feeling you get when a girl you're talking to doesn't text you back, and then you go through all these different things in your head. Well, her phone must be off. She must be really busy. No, she just doesn't want to talk to you.
She just isn't that into
you. Trust me, because you've had conversations with her and watch her immediately respond to a text when she gets one. If she's not texting you back, it's you, not her, and not her phone.
There's a Redditor who wants a divorce because his wife got her breast reduction.
Well, did she check with him first?
He says she gives him the ick now.
Look, the ick is something that I guess guys can say. I'd advise them not to. It's not great for you to say it.
Why? What does that mean? I don't know what it is.
It means... Girls usually say it when a creepy guy comes around.
Yeah.
But mostly it's about, like, if a guy does something, maybe he's a little needy, or he asks the wrong question, or he's got a beard. It's random stuff. It depends on the woman. But his wife reduced her breast.
Yeah, and so she gives him the ick.
Because her breasts are smaller?
Yes.
Bruh, man, I guess love is conditional.
Yeah, I guess. Here's what gives me the ick. How about this? A woman was horrified after receiving thinking of you letter with a bag of toenail clippings in the mail.
What are you telling
somebody if you tell them you're thinking of them and you send them a bag of toenail clippings?
That's got to be someone who doesn't like her, right?
You don't, yeah.
That can't be
a real stalker
or someone who thinks this is a show of affection. This is someone who doesn't like you and they decided to do it, show you that way.
You know what? How about just don't call anymore?
I want to let you know I'm out here hating on you, so I'm going to send you toenail clippings.
Why do we have
to? You ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
You ain't popping. Well, this woman must be popping because she got a hater, okay? She got a real hater right there. We're done here at the Chevron Championship. Go to thechevronchampionship.com, thechevronchampionship.com. Pick up your tickets and let's go. Get on out here this weekend because it starts tomorrow and it is going to be awesome. Need y'all. Let's go. These women can play and we want to fill this place up. Let's go. I'm heading over to see Doc Manavese about this lower leg problems that I'm having right now. And it's all because, I think it's because of vein issues. And Doc Manavese is somebody that can take care of you. I mean, she will take care of your vein issue. If you're somebody who has lower leg problems, you feel like the circulation isn't getting to your feet or whatever, the doc is here for you. I mean, she is unbelievable. Now, you're going to go to 975prostate.com. There's probably more of you guys out there right now because she says she's had a bunch of our listeners, and there's probably more of you that have prostate issues. Going to the bathroom too much, can't start, can't stop, all of the problems that are associated with an enlarged prostate. Well, she helps that with just an IV. It's unbelievably great. Do not get surgery. If you know somebody who's contemplating surgery because of an enlarged prostate, you need to stop them right now. You need to be a great friend or family member and stop that person. You do not need to get surgery. You need Doc Manavese. All you have to do is go to 975prostate.com. That's 975prostate.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.